O fount of good, for all your love, our true thanks should be paid. What can we render, Lord, to you, when you own all that's made? But you have needy brothers here, partakers of your grace, whose names you will yourself confess before the Father's face. In their sad accents of distress, your pleading voice is heard. You may in them be clothed and fed, and visited and cheered. Then help us, Lord, your yoke to wear, and joyful do your will, each other's burdens gladly share, the law of love fulfill. Your face with reverence and with love, we in your poor would view. And while we minister to them, would do it as to you. Page 208, The Order of Matt. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Praise to you, O Christ. Alleluia. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to Him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. The deep places of the earth are in His hand. The strength of the hills is His also. The sea is His, for He made it, and His hand formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. O come, let us worship Him. The office hymn is hymn 432. Eternal Spirit of the living Christ, I know not how to ask or what to say. I only know my need as deep as life, and only you can teach me how to pray. Come pray in me the prayer I need this day. Help me to see your purpose and your will. Where I have failed, what I have done amiss, held in forgiving love, let me be still. Come with the strength I lack, bring vision clear of human need, oh give me eyes to see. Fulfillment of my life in love outpoured, my life in you, O Christ, your love in me. Amen. The psalmody is on your white bulletin. Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. God, be merciful to us and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you shall justify me righteously and govern the nations on
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy.
For you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
And the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall bless us.
God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Psalm 104, the antiphon, will be repeated at various points, and it will still chant the psalm itself responsively. God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. He lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters. Who makes the clouds his chariot? Who walks on the wings of the wind?
Who makes his angels spirits? His ministers a flame of fire.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. You who laid the foundations of the earth, so that it should not be moved forever. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. You have set a boundary that they may not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. He sends the springs into the valleys. They flow among the hills.
They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst.
By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches.
He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works.
He causes the grass to grow for the cattle and vegetation for the service of man, that he may bring forth food from the earth.
And the wine that makes glad the heart of man. Oil to make his face shine,
trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he planted. The high hills are for the wild goats. The cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knows its going down.
You made darkness and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest sing about.
The young lions roar after their prey and seek their food from God.
When the sun rises, they gather together and lie down in their tents.
Man goes out to his work and to his labor until the evening. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions.
It is great and wise sea, in which are innumerable kingdoms, living things both small and great.
There the ships sail about. There is that Leviathan which you have made to play there. What you give them, they gather in. You open your hand, they are filled with good.
You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, they die and return to their house.
You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. Oh Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works.
He looks on the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being.
In my meditation, this is to give. I will be glad in the Lord.
May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul, praise the Lord. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all.
In Psalm 47, God has gone up with a shout and sits on his holy throne. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph.
For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the main King of the earth.
He will subdue the peoples under us, and the nations under our feet.
He will choose our inheritance for us, the exiles of Jacob will be us.
God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with understanding. The princes of the people have gathered together. The people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen. God has gone up with a shout and sits on his holy throne.
The reading for Rogation Monday is from the second chapter of 1 Peter. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the Word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture, "Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and who he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame." Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. They stumble, being disobedient to the word, to which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but now are the people of God, who had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Beloved, I beg you, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the day of visitation. Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. As free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. This is the word of the Lord. The Easter responsory is page 213. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that sleep. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. Glory be to the Father and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Give to the Lord all glory and strength. Give him the honor to his name. Alleluia, alleluia. The text. The sermon is James 4, verse 3. You ask much and receive nothing, because you have not prayed aright. This is our text. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. So much of praying, at least what we call praying, is simply reading words on a page. It is turning one page after another, saying one word after another, or singing one note after another. But that is not prayer. Prayer is by fixing our mind on some pressing need, requesting it of our God, desiring it with earnestness, and thereby exercising our faith, our confidence toward God, and not doubting that we shall be heard. Saint Bernard instructs his brethren in this way: Dear brethren, you shall by no means despise your prayer as if it were in vain, for indeed I tell you that before you have uttered the words, the prayer is already written in heaven. And you shall confidently expect from God one of two things. Either that your prayer will be granted, or that if it is not granted, it is because to fulfill it would not have been a good and useful thing. And so prayer is an exercise of faith. And it is that confidence or faith which makes the prayer acceptable, so that it surely will be granted, or, as St. Bernard says, if not, then something better than we ask will be given in its stead. St. James, chapter 1, 6 through 8, he who asks of God should not waver in faith, for if he wavers, let not that man think that he shall receive anything from God. This is a clear statement which straightforwardly tells us that we ought to believe and trust, for God has given us such a promise. In fact, in order to call forth from us such faith, Christ himself has said in Mark 11, I say to you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you will receive it, and you will. Or Luke 11, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. For what father among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? Now if you know how to give good gifts to your children, and you yourselves are not naturally good, how much more shall your heavenly Father give a good spirit to all them that ask him? And so who is so hard and stony that these mighty words shall not move him to pray joyfully and gladly and with such confidence? But if we might pray then, so much of our prayers need to be reformed so that we can pray aright. Indeed, churches are full of praying and singing, but there is very little improvement and benefit from it, and often we look and see as if things daily grow worse. This is none other because of what St. James says, that you ask much and receive nothing because you have not prayed aright. And so what is it to mean to pray aright? It is where there is faith and confidence. Not in the prayer. The prayer is dead. It's nothing more than a grievous labor and work. If it is simply words on a page, and if anything is given simply for this kind of mindless repetition, then it is only temporal blessings, and it is not that help which comes for the soul. But no, it is supposed to be a help for the soul. It is supposed to be one in which the lips do not just move with the mind disengaged, but it is one in which, well, we reach forward to God. And we use these words and these singings and the psalms and the hymns so that we might pray aright, that is, with true faith, looking to God for something, asking for him, from him. He who prays aright then never doubts, but his prayer is surely heard, for he prays knowing that it will be granted to him. And so we lay our need before God in prayer. We don't prescribe, however. We have to be careful. Yes, we pray in faith based upon the word of God, but we do not prescribe for him the manner or the limits or the place in which it will happen. If he wills to give us something better or something other than we think, we leave that up to him. For frequently, we do not know what we are to pray for. Romans 8:26 says, God works and gives above and beyond all that we understand, and so we hold our understanding at bay. Ephesians 3, verse 20, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And so, there is to be no doubt that prayer is acceptable and heard, yet we leave the time and place, the measure and the limit up of God. He will surely do it, for he has promised. John 4:24 says, they are the true worshipers who worship him in spirit and in truth. So we come asking God. Those who do not believe that they will be heard actually sin against the commandment. They go astray. Luther says we can fall off on the right or the left side. Those who prescribe a limit to God, what he can do, and tell him how to do it, fall off on the right side. Those who tell him what he has to do, tempt God and fall off on the left. No, he has commanded us to remain on the right path. That is, with a simple faith based on his word, asking him for things, believing at the same time, well, that he will do it in his way, above and beyond our understanding, if he desires. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. The Te Deum is page 214. It's our canticle. Please stand. We pray you, O God, we acknowledge you to be the Lord. All the earth now worships you, the Father everlasting. To you all angels cry aloud, the heavens and all the powers therein. To you, cherubim and seraphim, continually do cry, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of Sabaoth. Heaven and earth are full of the majesty of your glory. The glorious company of the apostles praise you. The goodly fellowship of the prophets praise you. The noble army of martyrs praise you. The holy church throughout all the world does acknowledge you. The Father of an infinite majesty, your adorable, true, and only Son, also the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. You are the King of glory, O Christ. You are the everlasting Son of the Father. When you took upon yourself to deliver man, you humbled yourself to be born of a virgin. When you had overcome the sharpness of death, you opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You sit at the right hand of God, in the glory of the Father. We believe that you will come to be our judge. We therefore pray you to help your servants, whom you have redeemed with your precious blood. Make them to be numbered with your saints in glory everlasting. Page 215. page 270, responsive prayer number 1. Holy God, holy and most gracious Father, have mercy and hear us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. I cry to you for help, O Lord. Restore to me the joy of your salvation. My mouth is filled with your praise.
Declaring your splendor all day long.
Every day I will praise you.
And extol your name forever and ever.
You answer us with awesome deeds of righteousness.
O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth, and of the Father's seed.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. He redeems my life from the pit.
And crowns me with love and compassion.
Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come before you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, from whom all good things do come, grant to us, your humble servants, that by your holy inspiration we may think those things that be right, and by your merciful guiding may perform the same. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Almighty God, you bless the earth to make it fruitful, bringing forth in abundance whatever is needed for the support of our lives. Bless the labor of all those who work to grow and harvest food. Sustain farmers who annually place their livelihood in your hands. Watch over all who harvest our food, especially migrant workers who move from place to place, toiling in the heat of the day. Provide adequate compensation for all who plant and harvest, and uphold them in times of trial, and teach us to be thankful for the good gifts you give through their efforts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. On the back of your bulletin is Luther's morning prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. The Lord Almighty, order our days and our deeds in His peace.